This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
My next guest, we've got a bit of a change of pace now, Mark. We're actually leaving the Comedy Festival.
Done with the Comedy Festival for the moment.
Yeah. As always, I'm delighted to talk about Forest Collective on Aesthetica today at Joy 94.9. They're an amazing, youthful, Melbourne-based, multidisciplinary organisation. Forest Collective presents new works alongside influential composers inspired by the mythology, music and natural beauty of Scandinavia. To talk about this from Forest Collective today, I welcome Rosemary Ball and Luke Paulding. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. It's good to have you both here. Now, as always, I suppose I'm a great fan of Forest Collective, and Evan, the artistic director, is not able to be here today. But great news this year. You're actually...
Excitingly, our first
moving
concert
to
for
a
the
new
year.
Venue.
Yes, so our first concert for this year is at the Melbourne Recital Centre.
Yeah, that's really great to go, because now normally we've seen you over at the Abbotsford Convent. Yeah, so now down to the Melbourne Recital Centre. And is that going to be for the whole year, or is it just for the first season? Or
just for this first concert for the year. We're as part of the Metropolis New Music Festival, which is run by the Melbourne Recital Centre and the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Mm-hmm. We're part of that festival, and then we're back at Abbotsford Convent at the end of the year, and in July we'll be at the Kew Courthouse as alternate venue as well. So we're changing it up from spending all of last year at the Abbotsford Convent, which is a wonderful venue, and they're an amazing supporting partner for Forest Collective. But we're excited to start the year fresh at a very it's an amazing venue for all of us musicians to be a part of.
Absolutely.
And to perform at.
Yeah.
And really lifts us to a whole new level.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know, I think it was when it was announced, I was talking to Evan, and it really is great to have to be down at the Melbourne Recital Centre and part of all of that, because it really is a great venue. Not that the convent's not, but it's really great to be able to grow into that as well, isn't it? Yeah. So tell me about the Garden of Ice.
Well, I might mention some of the program, and
sure, please do.
The really exciting part of the program is that two new works will be presented.
Mm-hmm.
So these are world premieres, never been heard before. It's very exciting. One by Evan Lawson. He's written this beautiful new work for solo flute, called Sakinus. And there's also a new work from a colleague of mine from the Victorian College of the Arts when I studied, Lisa Leon, and her work's called And the Black Sea Breaks. Yeah, I'm very, very excited about those works and to be in a concert with that. We're also presenting works by Sibelius, Sarriaho, Claude Debussy, and a Scandinavian composer who's contemporary and working today, Lars Ekström.
Mm-hmm.
So all works draw upon the mythology influences. I mean, Evans named his work after a concept from Greek plays. And the Ekström piece is very much, so there's something rustic or almost at times embodies folk elements to Scandinavian music.
Mm. I think when I read the release about it, it was really interesting, and to see the music and the the mythology behind it as well. Now, as a soprano, Rosemary, what's your work within this?
I am part of three pieces for the evening. The first two are the Sarriaho songs that she has written, Settings of the Tempest by Shakespeare, which is fantastic for me. I studied the Tempest in high school, so it's always fun to go back and say, oh, I know that character, and I've got some sort of analysis in the back of my head about what happened in that play. So the two pieces of that is Ariel's Hall and Miranda's Lament, and they're two very different characters from the Tempest. And that's the first one is a beautiful ensemble piece with voice, flute and harp.
Mm-hmm.
which is a beautiful setting. And then Miranda's Lament is with a bigger ensemble. So joining us in that is violin, viola, cello, and the flute and harp. So it's a beautiful setting, a modern in English as well, which is always a challenge,
yes.
But beautifully, sensitively set music by Sariaho. And then to end the program, we will be performing a, I suppose it's a world premiere arrangement of Debussy's Le Balcon, which is normally set for piano and voice, and Evan has arranged it for a very interesting ensemble. And we had a rehearsal just the other week, and there were instruments in there that I didn't think perhaps would be, and it really works effectively having things like the vibraphone in there and just different noises to what I'm used to listening to it with piano. So I'm very excited to be performing Le Balcon, which is a very different contrast, obviously, to the more modern works. But it's also a draw card, we think, for people who might be familiar with that work. It might get them in the door because they can associate the Debussy with romantic, beautiful, symbolist poetry that they can kind of latch onto, but then perhaps get to know some more modern works and maybe even start a newfound love for contemporary music.
Yeah, and I think too, Evan is just one very clever man for what he does too, but you have the most amazingly gorgeous voice.
Oh, thank you, Colin.
Yeah. And I really enjoy when you are performing because you do have a beautiful voice. So, I mean, Forest Collective is such a great, put together some great shows. And I mean, you know, I know that you've come in to discuss it with us here on Aesthetica. I think this is your third visit.
I think so.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful that you have us back so many times. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you're such lovely people. How could I not? But also you actually put together great shows. Yeah, so I mean, and great music. And so therefore it really is good to see that sort of content. And I was very excited to know that it's going down to be at the Melbourne Recital Centre this year. And is there anything else that you think we should be know about the upcoming performance, except is when is it on, Luke?
Of course. This is the essential information.
Yeah.
So the concert's going to be held on Friday, the 4th of April. At 6 p.m. in the salon, as part of the in the Melbourne Recital Centre, you can book tickets online, melbournerecital.com.au, and their number is 9699 3333.
That's lovely, and I think too that it's always good to go, and the salon's lovely place there, and it's really nice and intimate, so it'll be beautiful for Forest Collective. Can I thank both Luke and you, Rosemary, for coming in today, talking more about the Forest Collective work, and everyone, this will be posted on the Facebook page if you didn't get the dates, so please go to melbournerecitalcentre.com.au to book your tickets. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.